بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We offer you our warm welcomes to this edition of the program, Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Fatima Shamili, and inshallah, today we are going to have a discussion with Brother Sayyid Naqawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you for coming. So today the story that we are going to share is one of the most heartbreaking stories of the event of Ashura. It is the martyrdom of a six-month-old baby, baby boy. His name was Ali Asghar. So the story goes that Harmala, who was a great archer, he points an arrow to the throat of Ali Asghar. It's a three-headed arrow, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam brings Ali Asghar out to say that if you want to kill me, fine, kill me, but why you want to kill this six-month-old baby? He's dying of thirst, so please give him some water. And instead of giving him water, they shoot a three-headed arrow to the throat of Ali Asghar. Now, Brother Naqawi, how real, how true is this story, if at all? And does it make sense that a shooter or an archer, he has a commander of the army standing right there, but he's shooting a little baby? What's the significance of this killing a baby?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. The question that is, while the commander of army or the main person is there, and then instead of shooting him, he's like shooting a six-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. Is this true or not? The incident itself is true, because it's been narrated in the history, and in the history, obviously, we have this history from both sides, like from Banu Umayyah, the enemies of Imam Hussein, and from the history from the companions of Imam Hussein or Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So we have these two histories which confirms that this thing happened.
Okay.
And this was the way that Harmala hit a three-headed arrow with his bow to Hazrat Ali Asghar, the baby Ali Asghar. So this is true. Now the question is, usually the people they ask, like, when there was the commander of the army or the head of the army is there, why he did not kill him? For that, you need to read the tradition and the ethics or the rules that were followed in the wars. You know, in the wars of that time, even, you know, it's not a good example, but obviously I need to take these examples, give these examples so the people, their minds get closer,
right,
comes closer. You know the Chinese movie you see, like where they fight with the swords and arrows and all those things. The commander is in front of them. They're not killing the commander. The commander goes after the commander. Not just the ordinary, you can say, like the person
soldier
or archer.
Right.
These people, they don't go after him, because
they're not allowed to, right?
Yeah, there are the rules, basically. The rules is that until unless he does not call for a fight and comes with the sword to fight, no one goes after him to kill him or to have a fight. So Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam at that point wasn't fighting against them or raised his sword against them so that he was calling for the fight. At that time, he was calling them in order to give some water to this little baby. He was asking for the water for that little baby. And there are the wordings of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. According to some narrations in the books, it is said that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he took this Ali Asghar baby, like the baby Asghar alayhi salam, in front of the army of the enemy, he was asking, he said, like, you have a fight with me. This baby did not have the...
Any enmity towards you.
Yes, any enmity towards you, and he does not had any, like, the milk or the water even.
Right.
So he needs something in order to live. And obviously, because there was a 6 months old baby, and the people can see this baby, and obviously the problems or the pain that this baby
is going through,
so it made them cry. Mm. The enemy of the army, the people in the enemies of Imam Hussein. So that was the point when Umar ibn Sa'd saw that. His army is crying because of this baby, or there is a chance that they become softened towards Imam Hussein and they might give water to Imam Hussein. And he had in his mind that Imam maybe wants water for himself,
mm-hmm.
so that he gets fresh and then obviously he can fight in a better way.
It gets stronger, right?
It gets stronger. So that's why he ordered Harmala to kill this baby so that they will show their cruelty. So basically, he ordered Harmala to kill this small baby, and then this way they showed their cruelty,
mm-hmm.
that how cruel they are towards Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and there is no chance
for mercy for them.
And that's how, like, we see in the history that the Harmala he brought away three-headed
arrow
with which they used to hunt the camels. So he hit with that three-headed arrow the small baby, the neck of the baby, obviously. Even that arrow also hit the arm of the Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Like, it went through the baby's neck and it went into the arm of the Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Hussein also got injured. If someone carefully reads the history and the incident itself, it says that it does not just hit the head of the baby, it also went through the neck of the baby and it inserted the arm or the body of Imam Hussein, and Imam Hussein got injured because of that. So basically this story is true, and the answer for that question that why they're not killing the army head is because there are the rules, specific rules, and they have to follow those rules. For example, you know, when there was someone who was getting martyred, for example, Hazrat Ali Akbar, he got martyred, he called his father at the time of death, or Hazrat Qasim, or other companions of the Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were their last time came, they all called the master, like, mm-hmm. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam used to come to in order to see them at that last time,
mm-hmm.
and he used to bring their bodies from the main battlefield to the camps. So the question should raise over there that the leader of the army, or the commander of the army, when he's coming to the battlefield and he's picking up the dead body of the martyr or shaheed or the companion, why they did not kill him over there?
Mm-hmm.
They could kill him over there. So this question is not a valid question that you say, like, a person is hitting an arrow or an archer is hitting the baby and not the leader. They had many chances to do that, but they didn't do, because it's against the rules of the fighting and they have to follow those rules.
Saint, I begin with thee, for you are the key. Saint, I begin with thee, for you are the key. In calamities, my serenity. Saint, oh, yet you're near, and now I can see. And you made Hassan, and you made
Sayyid Nagawi, another question. To be able to aim for the neck of a six-month-old baby, and we've both have kids, the neck of a baby is so small, and usually they're so chubby that there is no differentiation between the neck and the lower, like the chest. So how is it possible? I mean, it sounds a little not logical that Harmala was able to aim so precisely to like hit the neck of Ali Asghar.
Well, Harmala was a professional archer, number one. Number two, we have seen in the competitions, like the sportsman that we have right now, for example, in the Olympics and all those, they are not professional archers. They're not fighting or battling with these archers. Mm-hmm. It's a game. They are practicing as a game. Whereas, you know, a person who is very perfect in shooting with a gun, in the battlefield, he might not be able to shoot at the exact point.
Yeah, target.
Because there is, you know, the environment is changed totally.
Yeah. It's like stress level.
It's all stress and all those, and from everywhere you're having the shooting and all those things. These people at that time, they were in that scenario, in that environment of fighting, battling against each other and all those. And we know that, obviously, there were the archers who can hit the apple on the head of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And this arrow is not hitting the head of the person, but the apple on the top of his head. So they were professional in that sense. And they could hit from a long distance. But obviously, the battles of that time, because it was a battlefield with the swords and all those, it wasn't a long distance, like a big area, like they were like thousands of kilometers over there, or maybe hundreds or 50. Mm. And then it wasn't like this. They were in front of each other, and they were fighting. So professionally talking, when we see the history itself, and we know about the scenario, what happening, and the the environment of the people of that time, like how they live and how they fight, it is possible to do so. And he did it. And he also narrated, we have a, like when Mukhtar got hit, he said to Mukhtar, like he told all the story to Mukhtar, that I made the aim of the neck of the baby, because the baby's chest was covered with the cloth, and his neck was clear for me. Because Imam was raising the baby in his two hands in front of them. And he was saying, like, if you think that I will drink water, you take this baby and take him and give him some water and bring him back.
Mm.
In the same time when he was saying this, the Harmala had hit the baby.
Okay. I guess a very inspiring ceremony that we have here in the Islamic Republic of Iran is the day of Shir Khar, as we say it in Farsi, the day of the baby who drinks milk. And in that day, there are ceremonies for mothers and babies to commemorate the martyrdom of Ali Asghar. So there is like majalis that only mothers and babies who are like around 6 months of age, they come. And the reciter recites poems and lullabies for Ali Asghar, mentioning that Ali Asghar, now you can sleep because you can sleep in peace because you have reached the highest of levels. Thank you all so much for staying with us until this point. I hope that you enjoyed and benefited from listening to this program. Until another episode of Questions and Answers in Islamic Beliefs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا وبهذا الحب لا نخشى المحن